was beckoning, but not fast enough. It wasn't raining, but she could sense impending drops in the cold March air. She hesitated, wondering whether to take her umbrella, but decided it would be one less thing to carry. She hitched on the backpack and closed the door behind her, after automatically patting her jacket pocket to check she had remembered to pick up the key. She walked down the tiny, unadopted lane that led to the main road, remembering her arrival and feeling pleased that her Aygo was a small town car and not the Range Rover her husband Jack had recently acquired. His would never have squeezed down the track without folding in both wing mirrors. Will Sandford, the owner of the property she had rented for a month, had given her written instructions for a walk down through Eme, through a wooded part, then exiting at the top end of the village. He had marked on all the tourist attractions, places she had only seen in books prior to arriving in Eme 2 days earlier. She was glad she had thought to put the piece of paper in a plastic sleeve. If the threatened rain did appear, at least her instructions wouldn't disintegrate. She didn't walk at speed. The words at the top of the instructions said approximately 3 hours, and she knew she would occasionally veer off track to investigate something, then write items into her notebook, so that 3 hours would probably be a very conservative estimate. She needed some thinking time. Her life was on the edge of something new, and she didn't know how to handle what was a potential life-changing decision. She probably needed every minute of that 3 hours. She left Leaf Cottage and walked down the main road, stopping to take multiple pictures of the plague cottages. These were already in her book, but the reality of seeing them in the flesh blew her away. This was real history. The whole village and the outskirts were real history. She paused a little longer by Rose Cottage, feeling almost a sense of grief for the 9 members of the Thorpe family, who had all been taken by the plague between September 1665 and May 1666. She moved on to Plague Cottage, where 5 people had lived. The mother, Mary Hadfield, survived, but her new husband and her 2 sons, along with an employed hand, had all perished over a period of 11 months. Mary, Faith noted in her book, lost 13 relatives. Maybe Mary Hadfield could be the centre point Faith was looking for. Maybe a descendant? Maybe even bring 13 into the title. 13 dead. She felt the enthusiasm grow within her, and knew Jack had been right when he had suggested she take off for a month, rent a holiday cottage in Eme, and concentrate solely on the current book. Immerse herself in the real Eme, and not the Eme anyone could research in books or online. Already, strong ideas were forming, linking Eme's bleak historical past with the present day, and she leaned against a wall while she added something else to her notes. A splodge of rain landed on the paper, and she slipped the small notebook into her pocket. She took out instructions and headed towards the stocks. Her brain went into overdrive. Maybe a body discovered in the stocks. She read the words on the information board and saw they had been built for the miners in the lead mining industry who had committed relatively minor offences. She gave a brief smile as she thought of miners committing minor offences, took some pictures, and continued on her journey. Her iPhone worked overtime with the number of pictures taken, and eventually she reached a tea room where she gratefully found an empty table. She ordered a ham salad sandwich and a pot of tea and took out her phone to check the pictures. She wrote fresh ideas into her book, feeling exhilarated by how alive this village was making her. She followed up the sandwich with a strawberry tart, telling herself she would walk off the extra calories as she completed the circuit planned out for her. She paid her bill and thanked the assistant behind the counter. "You'll see more of me," Faith said. "I'm staying in the village for a month at Leaf Cottage, and I hope to be doing plenty of walking." "You'll be very welcome here," the woman said with a smile. "Are you writing a guidebook of some sort?" "No, I am a writer, but of fiction. I was actually plotting a murder during my lunch." "Awesome. I'm Amanda Gilchrist, by the way, if you need..."